Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mama Menace. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash. And today, I'm going to do the Bite of 87 5 Nights at Freddy's version part 2. So without further ado, please sit back, relax, and enjoy. Bonnie was waiting for Mike to arrive. And waited, until finally, Mike arrived at the pizzeria. Mike looked around and didn't see Bonnie, or anyone for that matter. "All right," he said. "I guess they decided to leave me alone for today. That's pretty awesome, I guess. Well, first, not even waiting. Guess it's time for me to just put my stuff away and, well, hello, Mike."
Hey, Bonnie.
How you doing?
After, well, you know, after the last time we met, that wasn't really the best, circumstances, so maybe ask me a little later if you don't try to kill me again. That is..." "Mike, as we told you, it was an..." "It wasn't really an accident, but we didn't mean to do it to you. We..." "It's hard to explain."
I bet it really is hard to explain why you'd want to kill me. After all, I was only your best friend.
Anyway, what did you want to see me about?"
"I want to teach you how to play guitar. Like you asked me to. If you still want to learn."
"Yeah. Okay then, I guess. I guess we could try."
"Now, do you remember what I taught you?"
Vaguely. To be fair, you didn't really teach me that much."
"Fair enough.
Look, Bonnie, maybe this is a bad idea. Maybe we should just, you know, forget about it.
You know? Mike, have you heard the song Let It Go before?"
"Yeah, the Frozen song, right?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Yeah, I've heard of it. I think everyone has at this point.
Would you mind trying to play it for me?"
"Bonnie, look, I think this is the idea. Maybe we should just..." And Bonnie begin to play.
Mike looked at her in confusion.
"Is that the theme from that song, Let It Go?"
"Yes. You see, a kid brought in the mixtape, and I downloaded a few songs to my hard drive, and I learned how to play it."
"Wait, you mean you learned how to play the entire song? Just by listening to it a few times?"
"Yes, Mike. And do you still want to play guitar?
When you were a kid, you used to bug me all the time to teach you how to play guitar. And I want to know, are you still interested?"
I guess. "I think it's time for your special surprise."
And she handed him a new guitar. The guitar she used to play with. Wait, Bonnie, is this the guitar? Yes, Mike. After all these years, I'm so happy I finally am able to give it to you. You have no idea how long I've been holding on to this old guitar for. Bonnie, this is really cool. Thank you. Alright, Mike, are you ready to learn? Mike. It's okay. I don't bite. Okay then, how do I begin? First, put your fingers right here. Okay. Okay. Now, hold that string down. Okay. As time went on, one thing led to another. Eventually, Mike learned how to play the entire song, Let It Go, by the end of the night. Alright, Mike, it's getting kind of late. Yeah, thanks, Bonnie. You have no idea how much this means to me. I'm just happy after all these years I was finally able to give it to you. I'll see you around, Bonnie. Goodbye, Mike. Have a wonderful night. See ya. Oh, and, Bonnie? Yes, Mike? I guess you can call me, Mikey. Of course. Thank you. Mikey. You're welcome, Bonnie. I'll see you tomorrow. Actually, we got a new friend to meet you tomorrow. So, I guess I'll see you later. See you later. So, how'd it go, Lass? Foxy asked Bonnie. It was actually really good. I finally was able to give him his special surprise. Cheeky gasped. You gave him the guitar? Yes. And how did that go? Freddy asked. It was remarkable. He was so excited I had to wait a few minutes to calm him down before I was able to start teaching him how to play. He was so enthusiastic. And he has quite the talent. Of course. So, whose turn is it now? Chica. Oh, pick me. Pick me, please. I'll even let you guys play with the cupcake. Foxy said, who in the right mind would want to play with that thing? They all began to laugh, and Chica looked mad. Freddy laughed. Oh, don't take it personally. We're just joking, but he's right. You should probably take cupcake with you. And so, she did. That night, Mike came back. And Chica ran up and hugged him. Ah, Chica! Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I was just so excited to see you. It's okay, Chica. You just caught me off guard. It's alright. Anyway, remember how you used to eat my pizza all the time? Yeah. Always tasted better than all the others. What was your secret? And more importantly, do I want to know? Of course you do, silly. You see, we have a lot of frozen pizza crust and stuff in the fridge, but it doesn't taste the same when I make it. What makes my pizza taste so good is I make it for all my friends and family. and I never tell anyone my secret ingredient until now. Till now. What do you mean until now? Well, remember that one time when bullies picked on you? Flashback. Bonnie, Freddy, Chica, Foxy, help! And Chica, Bonnie, and Freddy and Foxy from the flashback came forth, running to Mike in the flashback. Bullies were picking on him. Hey, one of the kids says, why is this stupid robot getting in my way? Stupid robot? Did you just call me a stupid robot? I'll teach you not to pick on me or my friends. She grabbed the bully. Hey, cut it out. And she threw them out of the pizzeria. And don't come back, you hear me? Chica went to Mike and said, Mikey, what happened? Why were those meanies picking on you? I couldn't find my mommy, little Mike said. And I stepped on the big kid's foot. I tried to say I was sorry, but he said he's going to beat me up. Well, don't worry. They won't be coming back ever again. I made sure of that. Mike still was all shook up. And Chica said, you know what? How about I make you my special pizza just for you? Okay. And they all did a private show for Mike. Mike came back to reality and said, yeah, I remember it. Now that you mention it. It tastes amazing. It always made me feel better. Oh, that's the point of it, silly. Would you like to learn how to make it? Yeah. That would actually be real nice. So Chica taught him how to make the pizza, and it was amazing. Later that night, later, it was Foxy's turn. Sorry, Freddy's turn. Freddy, remember how you used to ask me to teach you how to play on stage? Yeah, a long time ago. Well, remember the songs you used to do? Yeah, you did, Rock City by Kiss, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, and many others. Well, the thing is, when you do it, you get to imagine like you're them on stage. And if you're worried about being on stage, just act like you're playing in front of your cat. Or imagine the audience naked, because that's stupid and it makes you laugh. Is that what you and the others did? Well, sometimes. And sometimes we just acted like we were just playing and performing for each other. That's the more, more noble way of practicing and trying not to laugh. Thinking of the audience. And there's really not much to say about that. And Mike sang along with Freddy Fazbear. And that's where we're gonna leave this story for now. Because I'm tired. Thank you for watching the Bite Base 7 Part 2. This one wasn't as good. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah. Thank you for watching. If you like this video, please punch the bell if it's like boss is always high fives around. And of course, if you want more videos by me, do not worry because I'm a workaholic with a fiction addiction. And remember, the stars are the limit. Thank you for watching, everyone. Keep your eyes peeled out there because the mess never ends. And of course, again, keep your eyes out because this world is a strange one. Thank you for watching, everyone, and good night. Next to what's it? Get down, dun 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 dun. dun 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 dun